possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody, we know you can't always listen to an entire show live. So Odyssey makes it real easy to listen to when you want, how you want. Listen to this show here on Sports Talk and WWL's Time Shifted podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Charlie, we got a caller, so let's go to him out in Slidell. Daryl?
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
How you doing, bud? How you been?
Oh, pretty good. I'm from your hometown. I'm out of St. Charles Parish, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you're
real close.
Indiana.
You're real close, yeah.
Yeah, I am. I've talked
what
to you,
you
before. It's been a while.
Yeah, I got you. I hear you. Sometimes I don't see it a lot either, so I hear you.
I got a lot of friends, you know, and cousins and stuff, you know. They talked about the first game, and they say, oh, the Saints don't have this, the Saints don't have that. I said, did you guys really see the game? I said, we had no starters in this game, pretty much. I mean, you had no Jaheed. You didn't have any Chris Olave, no Alvin Kamara. You know, you had no defensive guys who's playing in this game. I said, it's way too early. It's preseason game number one. I remember back in 2006, the Saints was favored to win only 5 games and end up winning 10 games and winning the division. I almost went to the Super Bowl. So can you tell the fan base to slow their roll? You know, it's not the end of the world yet. It's one preseason game. And, you know, we just got to get through these games. And, you know, you might get some luck. Maybe some teams might have some injuries. You know, we don't wish injuries on no team. But luck may come in your way. You might end up in the championship game again.
Write it on the chalkboard as many times as you can. Do not overreact to preseason results. Do not overreact to preseason results. Do not overreact to preseason results.
Here's my thing, and I learned this long ago. Richie Pettibone, former Tulane star, and he played in the NFL over a dozen years in the NFL, and then he became a coach. He was the defensive coordinator for the then Washington Redskins, and he was a head coach for 1 year. But Richie told me this, and he said, Mike, I'm going to tell you this, but it's not my line. It was George Halas's line, the Papa Bear. And he was like, preseason's the biggest mirage in the world. And he said, what I take out of preseason is individual play. You get to see your young players and how well they've developed during that training camp time, what they know mentally. All these guys can play to a certain extent, but what do they know mentally? The one thing I think about the 2025 Saints that'll be better than the 2024 Saints, they'll be better on defense. I think that one thing with Brandon Staley, I was not an advocate of him as a head coach. I thought some of what he rolled through his head wasn't really good as a head coach. But I know one thing, he's a damn good coordinator, and he's going to get the most out of that talent. And there are going to be some guys that are on the roster today and even last year that won't be on this team this year, but I think that Saints defense is going to be better this year than it was a year ago. Now, offensively, because of what you've got at quarterback, with young quarterbacks, and how quickly that offensive line gels, I don't know. But, man, preseason is the biggest mirage in the world.
Yep.
Never forget, Jake DeLome tells me this. Man, we go to Super Bowl. I get caught by Brady and Vinatieri beats us late. And, man, the next year, man, we rolling in preseason, really looking good. And he said it didn't take long. What we thought we saw in preseason was not reality. It wasn't reality in the regular season. And he said we fell down a notch or notch and a half from the year before. So sometimes people get all upset because it's the first look and first time they see the Saints play or any other team play in preseason. There is some bit of truth to preseason, But most of it is a big mirage. What you want to get out of it is development of young players. That's what you want to see in preseason more than anything else that's out there.
Yeah, Mike.
Because eventually they're going to have to play.
You and Bobby had said it last night. Results in the preseason, scores, all that stuff does not matter one bit. This is tape for the coaches going up against competition that they can use in their evaluation process to not just determine, you know, who's going to make the 53-man roster, who's going to make the practice squad, who's part of this team for the future, who are some young players that they believe can continue to develop. It's all for them. It's all for the coaching staff, for the front office, or team building, roster building. That's all that matters from preseason football. And so don't overreact to anything that happens. As our caller had mentioned, a lot of players were missing for the Saints in this opener, as they should. They're established veteran players. They don't need to play in the preseason, which you always say, Mike, it's practice football, and practice is for the unskilled.
Yeah, for a lot of them. Preseason, man, I don't want to play no preseason game. Man, let the young kid in there and play. I know how to play.
Right.
So it is some of those deals with it.